Big Dog Lakers Pod.
Woof woof.
BDLP.
Fellas, I have a life plan for all of us.
Like
a new life direction.
Oh, you're like our life coach.
Yeah, for all of us.
Oh, we're
yeah.
not talking cereal here.
Cereal.
Life cereal.
Life cereal. Took me a second. I was, but before.
Oh, we're not talking the board game Life.
No, not that either. No. We're not talking.
I never played that.
The magazine?
The magazine.
Oh, I read the magazine. Yeah. Well, I don't know if I've ever read a magazine, but yeah.
What else is
You've
life?
You've never read a magazine?
Cover to cover?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Have you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Have you?
Yeah, National Enquirer, Globe. I got to read about Bat Boy. Uh-huh. I say we all go to med school. What the hell has happened with our players?
Oh, but doctors diagnose after the problems happen.
Well, so everyone's getting surgery.
You want to be a physical trainer.
I mean, I don't know what the hell's happening.
Isn't that crazy? You learn to stop the problem. Not that much money.
No.
You learn to fix the problem, though.
That's
a lot more money.
It's a lot more money.
Listen, I think we're going to fire Ryan. I'm going to be the life coach. Everybody call me, and I'm going to tell you go to med school.
I'm okay
with
that.
For a more involved reason than Ryan's.
I think you're more of a business advisor.
Business advisor. Oh, yeah, we could do both.
We could do both.
Ryan's hired again.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
I'm the money man. Just a couple hours ago, we got an update saying Lakers say Jalen Hood-Schifino underwent a lumbar microdiscectomy back procedure today.
That sounds rough.
What the hell is going on? From sitting on the damn bench the whole time?
I think that's what Dwight Howard had after he missed a bunch of time with his back on the Lakers.
But the thing is, Dwight Howard is from holding the ball, low and then coming up and getting swiped by 15 different arms coming out. That makes sense. That makes sense to me. What the hell is...
He's scoring 42 points a game in the G League.
Getting fouled 18 times at the net every single damn play down there. And then this guy's got Rush Lumbar disease or something. I just came up with that right now. Rush Lumbar.
You going to say RIP or no?
Mess micro.
What does a P stand for?
Hey, oh, there we go. James Worthy's on my side. Big game, James.
And then did it happen when we last recorded that Christian Wood was officially had surgery? Because he was out depth for sure last time we last recorded.
He was out last time we recorded, yeah. And it didn't come out until later that he had surgery.
He had a surgery, and I don't know if it just says out. You see, yeah. Just says out, the extended period of time. Who knows how long? It's a arthroscopic procedure.
I think it's I think Anthony Davis had a similar procedure last year where they removed some sort of body in the knee. Like a piece of cartilage.
Cleaning it out.
Yeah.
Get the gunk out.
Taking a Hoover to it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then...
I looked up a knee getting arthroscopic surgery as you were describing it, and it fucking gave me the chills.
Oh, really? Ooh, yeah, no, it looks nasty.
It looks nasty.
Whoa,
and so does the lumbar one.
Show me. That is a lot of orange. What am I?
That's a knee.
I know, I'm saying that's very orange. Ugh.
And then those are different needles in there, so they got to get in there together.
Oh!
Yeah.
Yeah, you can watch a YouTube video of it happening, and they have the... Because you can't see inside of the knee, so you need one of those cameras.
Uh-huh. One's a camera and the other one's the needle to cut shit open with.
Yeah.
I've said for a long time that I could be a surgeon.
Really? Is that what you believe?
I believe, cut it open, tell me what to take out, tell me what to put in, close it back up.
So you need another guy to do the work.
Well, no, you need to know what's going on before you, get
in. Oh,
you're
saying if there was a blind surgeon out there, you could be his hands.
What I'm saying is let's make the plan. You tell me what you need in or need out. I'll cut you open, do that in or out. I'll put some in and out in there.
Uh-huh.
And then I'll close you right back up.
Okay.
I could do that.
I can't find it. At the moment, but I do believe you are also the man who texted the group that said, I'm telling you now, I will never learn what arthroscopic means. I will never try.
I don't know. I don't need to know the words.
You said this.
So arthroscopic.
Yesterday at 8:30.
Oh, yeah. I know. So that means taking bad stuff out.
Yeah.
So again, I'll cut you open. You tell me what you need to take out.
No, I'll take it out.
I don't think that's what arthroscopic
means.
I think it refers to the procedure of putting the camera in.
The arthroscope. I'll cut you open.
Put the scope in there. Take some pics.
Uh-huh.
What are you taking out?
The scope?
No, the scope needs to be in the whole time.
I thought we were saying that arthroscopic is when you like need to take out some bad things.
Yeah,
maybe
there's
scar
like
a tissue or...
Yes. Yeah. No, arthroscopic means they need to take an arthroscope and put it in there to do the surgery.
Okay.
It means it's not like a broken bone where you don't need to go in with a camera because you can see that it is broken.
Right.
Fractured, if you will,
and
then they
can
put that back together. An arthroscope is your knee is in pain. Let's say it's the knee because it is what it is in this situation. And they go, we can't see behind the skin, so we're going to take an arthroscope, stick it in, and then we'll have surgery with that.
I can do that, and then close you right back
but
up.
You didn't even know what it was.
I don't need to know the words. Just give me the tools, and I will do it.
I think this is way more fucking insane than thinking I could score 4 points in an NBA game.
Yeah, this is way more insane.
I think I have a way better chance of scoring 4 points than you do of successfully doing arthroscopic knee surgery.
A scalpel, you cut straight, you do the thing, and get stitches, and
I thought the whole point of the arthroscope was you don't need a scalpel.
You do need it.
You still need a scalpel.
You got to make an incision.
You got to get in.
You got to get in.
You think you can make a 3-centimeter incision?
It's like that big.
No.
That was an inch.
And an inch is
two
just
and a half
under
centimeters.
Three.
An inch is 2.5 centimeters?
Something like that, give or take. And I'll give you some.
Oh, man.
This goes to my theory as well, is that airplanes have too many buttons in the cockpit. Also, have you ever seen a picture of a cockpit?
Yeah, but there's too many things.
They're using so few of them.
You go up, you go down.
Yeah.
You go forward, you go back.
Yeah.
You go left, you go right.
Well, they can't go back. There is no reverse on an airplane.
Oh.
Yeah.
So then that's one
airplanes,
less button.
Airplanes.
That's one less button.
Airplanes like sharks cannot go backwards.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Up, down, forward, left, right, start, stop.
Yeah.
Do you need anything else? Start the engine.
Stop the engine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tell me, what else do you need, Alex?
You got to undo the the automatic
stop.
What about
the button for the wheels?
Okay, yeah, you need the button for the wheels.
What about the button for the flaps?
That's AI now. You can do that with AI. You can do that with CGI.
You can
do that with computers these days.
Yeah.
I haven't been to a bar with you where you've been this drunk.
I'm all jacked up on cherry bubbly. All right.
Dude, I've never seen a 16-ounce can.
Did you like shoot very well from three-point range? Because you were at the Y earlier.
I was at the Y when you texted that to confirm that we're recording tonight, and I did not know we were recording tonight.
This man is jacked.
No, I'm jacked. What were we? Oh, injuries. What the hell is going on?
We're injured.
We're injured.
We had Gary Vitti's protege. Uh-huh. He lasted a year.
Yeah.
That was the year, I think. Was that LeBron's first year?
Yeah, that was when he got injured
by Solomon Hill running into him. Yes.
Yeah.
Lonzo Ball got injured. Brandon Ingram got injured.
Yeah.
Josh Hart got injured.
Yeah.
Everybody got injured. He lasted a year. And then we had Nina Shea. Remember her?
Oh, yeah.
She lasted a while. She lasted a couple years.
Yeah.
But then when she left, now I don't even know who our medical trainer is now, but God damn. These aren't like on-court, you know, accidents like the Solomon Hill thing.
Well,
Jared Vanderbilt was.
Literally happened
was
on
he?
Court.
Yeah.
Yeah, he took off running for a ball, and then, oh, he didn't see that game.
Well, was that from last year?
That was the Boston Reeves
That was
game.
A Boston, yeah.
Oh, no, yeah, that one. But I mean, at the start of the season, he was just on the bench.
Oh, yeah, that was just,
he started
he
the
got
bench.
Injured during practice.
Yeah, Rui started on the bench.
Yeah.
Now Christian Wood's out with the knee thing. I don't remember if that was a thing.
Rui was, he got elbowed in the nose, though.
But he started on the bench, didn't he?
He did start on the bench.
Yeah, yeah.
Then he came back.
He was out a couple of games.
Then he got elbowed in the nose.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah. Then he came back again.
I think this is just a problem with the league, though. Because the we face the Hawks this week.
Yeah.
Almost everybody is out on the Hawks.
True.
Outside of Jonte Murray and Jalen Johnson.
And now you say that. Well, we're playing the Sixers. They
Embiid's
got some
out.
Embiid's out.
Nick Batum's out.
We do play the Pacers coming up, and they only got one guy completely out. Mathurin?
Yeah, Mathurin.
Mathurin, he's out. He's got a season ending injury. And then the Bucks, Chris Middleton is out for today's game against the Nets just with injury management.
Yeah, I think he'll play.
Yeah, he'll play.
Yeah, when we face them.
In a week or something?
Yeah.
He's definitely playing.
But even Halliburton, he's been out.
He's been out, but he's playing.
But he's playing.
Obi Toppin is questionable. He's got an ankle sprain, but that's it, just day to day. Yeah, we got a lot of guys out. Sixers got a lot of guys out. This is a league thing?
This is a league thing. I think everybody in the league outside of who we just faced and the Warriors.
Yeah, the Warriors had all their guys.
But they had severe injury problems. All right, so look, I just watched a video on how to do a lumbar microdiscectomy.
Okay.
I could do it.
Now, you get in there.
First of all, I could not do it. I did watch a video. It was a quick minute and 48 second video. It looked gruesome.
Are you taking something out?
Yes.
Okay.
But that didn't look like the hardest part.
I think sewing it up.
No, come on.
Come on, that's one of the five original trades, okay?
You think I could sew?
Yeah.
You think I grew up talking to my grandma? I could sew.
That's one of the five original trades.
I'll light my thumb on fire, my index finger on fire right now. I got sewer's fingers.
But you don't sew with just your fingers. You have to use one of those clamps.
The sewing part looked like the easiest part.
Okay.
You have to make an incision. You have to find the disc that's herniated.
Uh-huh.
You have to then drill out everything that's in front of it, but don't hit the nerve.
Yeah.
And then you need to get a little hook, and you need to pull the nerve back so you don't fuck up the nerve.
Mm-hmm.
And then you need to go around that and cut out the little parts that are making the disc herniated, which up until a minute and 48 seconds ago, I thought a herniated disc was that gel was slipping out of a disc. I didn't know it was like a thing that you could cut. Mm-hmm. I thought it was a gel. Either way. And then you put the disc back, you put the nerve back, stitch it back up.
Do we know what the five original industrial arts are?
Farming?
No.
Sewing?
Yes.
Bricklaying?
No.
Masonry?
There's upholstery and masonry.
Upholstery?
Yeah.
Masonry?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is that sewing?
Carpentry?
Two more.
Agriculture?
No.
I don't think, because that's not a trade. That is a...
Industrial.
Industrial.
Yeah, industrial. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Upholstery, masonry, carpentry.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't
metalworking,
know.
Smithing. Yes, and you blow it, it's real hot.
Glasswork.
See, I knew you guys knew it.
Wow. I knew all of these.
Injuries.
Wait, where the fuck did you learn what this was? I've never even heard these things.
The five industrial.
I mean,
trip?
I've heard them, but I've never been like, these are the group of five.
Yeah, yeah.
These are the five nations that banded together after World War One to write the treaty. Like, I've never heard this.
I think I learned that from the first Shenmue on the Dreamcast.
Oh, sure.
Do you remember that game?
No, I didn't have Dreamcast. I wasn't rich. Dreamcast?
Yeah.
We didn't have enough money to take a risk on something that was unproven.
Sega has always been proven, has never been proven wrong. Okay.
Have you played a new Sonic game? They're pretty trash.
Yeah, Sonic Adventure 2? Yeah, I played it.
That came out in 1996.
1999.
Yeah, 1999.
Because the Dream, it was a launch title and it came out in
9999. Take that.
Yeah.
Okay, this sucks that we're injured all the time. Because who's next? They're role players. Some. We didn't even know what the hell Gabe Vincent was going to be. He played, what, three games?
Yeah.
He was supposed to be our backup, our main backup point guard. Christian Wood was our main backup center.
And we did get some taste of this, like, big... extra big lineup.
I liked it.
We all loved it. Ryan was screaming Ride the Wood since October.
Mm-hmm. And then for like a month, Bad Hayes showed up and Darvin was like, you're in.
Yep.
Don't know anything about you. You're in. But then now Hayes is good. I'm okay with Hayes.
That being said, we only played two games this week. Do you feel like these injuries caused losses? Because there was one major injury that caused a loss.
Yes.
Well, yeah, that was a fluky kind of injury where Anthony Davis gets injured at the end of the first quarter against the Warriors.
They lumbar dystectomied his eye.
Yeah. <That's> They tried to do it with an elbow.
You can't do that. Uh-uh. Come on, Draymond. Was it Draymond that hit him? Who hit him? I forgot who hit him.
That was the Warriors game. Yeah,
that was the
Warriors
game.
I don't remember.
I think it was Trace Jackson Davis.
Ah.
Those triple namers.
You can't trust them.
You can't.
Jalen Hood Schifino.
Yeah. Wait, is Trace a hyphenate? That's a hyphenate, right?
What?
His name, Trace something something?
Jackson Davis.
So it's three main guys. Castleton, he's been out for a while. And then now Schifino, the worst first round pick of all time.
I don't know if that's true.
Did you see today on the Lakers Twitter, they posted a video of him talking about his tattoos?
Schifino?
Yeah.
No.
What did he say?
He has a Mamba mentality tattoo.
Great.
And you're just like, this is why you got picked, isn't it? This is the only reason you got picked. He said Kobe was his favorite player growing up. This is it. Rob saw that and was like, you're in.
He also said that he loved the Fab Five, and he was just like, dude, I love this guy.
Yeah.
I fucking love this guy.
This guy.
He wasn't born during that run, but he watched a 30 for 30.
He watched a 30 for 30. That was huge.
Uh-huh.
That was huge. It did also come out this week that Rob was like, everybody was like, hey, don't pick this fucking guy. And Rob was like, I'm going to get him. I'm going to pick this guy.
Yeah, all the scouts said Cam Whitmore. Mm-hmm. That's who we were going to take. I would have loved Jaime Jaquez still more than Cam Whitmore. But Cam Whitmore is obviously proven to be a good rookie. Better than Schifino.
Way better.
More important than Schifino. But, yeah, Rob was like, I'm taking this fucking mama mentality. This guy who said mama mentality to me. And he gets hypnotized by that. It's his Manchurian Candidate trigger word.
There is this thing about those two words in this city where the second somebody says it, I just check out. Like, oh, yeah, I'm out.
It doesn't mean anything anymore.
Mm-mm. No.
It might have never meant anything.
Well, it meant something to the guy that was doing it.
Yes, you are right.
But for other people to try to emulate it, you're just getting a watered-down version of what it meant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think Jalen Hood Schifino is up at like 4:30 in the morning getting reps in on Team USA against, you know, all of these guys. I don't think Hood Schifino is running through Pau Gasol in the Olympics. Mm-hmm. It's a fake watered down version of what a 19-year-old thinks that a 35-year-old is doing.
And to be fair, at 19, I was working at a Chevy's. I had the Mamba mentality.
Yeah.
Yeah, to get there and make the spicy fajitas before they were going out on the floor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You still got that one in Burbank, that Chevy's up there?
I didn't actually work at a Chevy's, but I was living up north. That's where ours was. What job did I have at 19?
19,
I worked
was
at a library.
Pizza place and then IKEA.
Which pizza place?
Red Brick Pizza. I don't know if it's still around. That's pretty good. No.
This is a corporate pizza place. It's not like you were at like a fun pizza place.
Oh, yeah. No. It was like a local, like, it's like a Southern California chain, but it's a chain.
Yeah. You ever mess with the sauce?
No, I didn't do anything like that.
I don't think that would have been nice.
No.
This wasn't like a waiting situation where you were Ryan Reynolds.
Well, I am like Ryan Reynolds in many aspects. Uh-huh. I did one time when I was making a pizza, I accidentally drooled on it. I was like zoned out and I drooled on it. I was like, I gotta make this fucking pizza over again. So I just threw it away and made it again.
My brother worked at a Taco Bell.
The actual real story is I just kept making it and it cooked off the drool.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Absolutely. I already knew how that went. My brother worked at a Taco Bell in Murrieta, and I went and picked him up one time, and he introduced his coworker Tweak.
Tweak.
He was like, hey, Kevin, this is my coworker Tweak. And then I was like, okay. And he goes, do you want to know why we call him Tweak? And I was like, I feel like I already know why you call him Tweak.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, because sometimes he will put Tweak in people's orders.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he would. he would sprinkle it into people's orders.
Whoa.
Yeah. And he was like, I was like, dude, you really shouldn't be okay with this.
Yeah.
And he goes, I can't stop him. what do you want me to do? I'm going to fight him in the back over doing it? I'm going to call the police. I'm not going to call the police. I'm not a snitch. And he goes, one time I was ringing people up and he goes, hey, Brian, come here. And he calls him over. He goes, check this out. And I look over and this guy's just like,
oh, no.
He's just shivering.
The Chris Tucker and Friday.
Yeah, yeah. And he was just like, oh, no. Did you get him? And he was like, yeah. He's like, hey, man, just don't tell me when you do stuff
oh
like that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That seems like a waste of drugs.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think 18-year-olds working at Taco Bell have the best decision-making skills.
Sure.
Actually, I don't know how old Tweek was. Could have been 40 for all I know.
Yeah.
Anyway,
we played some games this week.
Wait, but also, Palinka, it was reported that Palinka did not make any trades because he called this season unsalvageable.
I didn't see that. Crazy.
Who reported that?
Oh, God, I got to look this up now.
Susan Palinka.
Yeah.
Tell me how to spell unsalvageable. There we go. Thank you, Google. And it's not coming up. Okay. Anyway.
Oh boy.
I saw it somewhere. Yeah. Rob didn't make any. But then that's just like that. That's so you can add in any reason why Rob didn't make a trade. Because that did happen. He didn't make any trades.
Yeah.
So you can say anything.
This seems like speculation.
Yeah, yeah. He didn't make a trade because
there
he
was
fell
no
asleep.
There was no trade offer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You can make up any story in... Now that it's already happened.
Also, I mean, we get to see who Jontae Murray is in these kind of minutes without Trae Young. And I don't think he's that good.
No, and I think leading up to the deadline, we all said we should keep D'Lo.
Yeah.
He played himself into a huge contract at the end of this year.
Yeah, yes. He's got to get more than he's getting right now.
Oh, yeah. He's going to...
22 max? Mil? No, he's not going to get a max.
I don't know. Someone will.
He can't be the best. He can't be one of the two best players on a team.
No.
But
you
he
think
can't.
So?
He can help a team kind of.
You can tell. For those of you who can't tell, Ryan is texting while he's
talking.
He's
texting.
I'm trying to find this goddamn Palinka story.
He's trying to find this. But you can tell that
even
Ryan doesn't believe what he's saying.
No, not Palinka wife. I don't give a shit who he's married to.
Kristen.
Yes.
I Googled it. 100% Googled it.
Yeah. I mean, if you give D'Lo a max contract at this point in time, I think that's like general manager oversight. You're not getting value for what he's given.
Yeah.
Like James Harden just already has his max, but even James Harden, I don't feel like is, maybe him, but some of these other guys aren't going to get a max coming up.
I have a question for you guys.
Ask away.
So we are in the throes of March Madness.
Okay.
We've got a couple of upsets already.
Yeah, Kentucky just got beat.
Kentucky just got beat.
Mm-hmm.
If you search Kentucky basketball, John Calipari, on Google News, everything, every headline you see is Kentucky and Calipari have to part ways. They have to buy him out. He has to quit. They
don't
have to fire him.
Don't do this. Don't do this.
Do we want Darvin Ham the coach at the beginning of next season?
No.
Don't. No. The answer is also no.
Do we think John Calipari is going to be the Kentucky coach at the beginning of next season?
Yes.
This is another first-round exit for them. I think that's two, maybe three in a row for them.
Yeah. But that's why we said no to the second question.
Well, he didn't say anything
I
yet.
I said no.
For the second question?
Said no.
I forgot what it was.
Do
listening.
We think Calipari will be the Kentucky coach next year?
Maybe. I don't know. No. We'll say no. How about this?
I'm going to say no.
No.
Of all the jobs in the NBA for him to leave for, would the Lakers be at the top?
Yeah, but I don't think he's a great... I think he's a really good recruiter, and he has had... success previously, but I don't think he's a good coach. But the Lakers are star fuckers a little bit, so they'll go after a big name like Calipari
like,
if he doesn't come back.
He's got the connection to AD.
Yeah,
we can unlock AD. God damn it! I'll be a Clippers fan. I'll join that stupid wall.
You're gonna go to the West Side,
Inglewood.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll be in that stupid fucking wall.
You're gonna go catch ELO at the Forum and then go to. Uh-huh. I just got an email that ELO is playing at the Forum. LeBron has not signed an extension yet, right?
No.
Yeah. So, summer. AD's still here. Obviously, he's still he's still on contract. LeBron signs an extension. Calipari comes.
I don't think it happens.
I don't think it happens.
Would you like it if it happened?
No.
No.
So you want Darvin Ham to be the coach next?
Absolutely
year?
Not.
We never said that. John Calipari has been in the NBA twice. 3 years as head coach.
Miami?
New Jersey Nets. Oh. 1 year as an assistant head coach.
Oof.
Philadelphia 76ers. But this is 96 to 99 for the New Jersey Nets. This is way before they did anything good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What year did we play them in the finals?
2001.
Okay, so when he leaves.
Or it might be. I think it's. Was it Nets then Sixers or Sixers then Nets that we won?
No, it was Indiana.
It was Indiana.
Nets. Pacers, Nets.
Sixers.
We never. Oh, and the Sixers. Yes, it was.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that it's flipped. I think it was Indiana
first,
Sixers,
Nets.
Nets.
Gotcha. We swept the Nets. Anyway, yes, that was before. Well, then as soon as that finals with the Nets happened, then they just dropped off a cliff.
Yes.
If I remember correctly.
Well, we don't play until he leaves. They don't make it to play us in the finals until he leaves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's how bad he was. When he left, they got great.
Okay.
Let me make sure that I'm not making shit up right now. But no, we don't want him. 2002. Yeah, Calipari leaves in 99.
Has he been with the Kentucky the entire time?
No, he was in Memphis for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Anyway, the short answer is no, we don't want him. He's not a good schematic coach.
And then he leaves the 76ers in 2000. They play us in 2001.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how bad these teams are. When he leaves, they get great and they play us in the finals. So what we really want is him to go coach another team next year.
We need Larry Brown.
That's right. We'll take Larry Brown. What is he, 92 now?
Yeah,
we'll
he's
take
92.
Larry Brown.
I'm down with Larry Brown.
So no.
No,
yeah, we don't want him.
No. Okay.
Rick Pitino, however, if he wants to leave St. I'm just kidding. We don't want Pitino either.
Where is he?
St. John's right now, isn't he?
Is he St. John's?
I think so.
Hmm. All right. Well, I just wanted to bring that up because they just lost. BYU also lost to Duquesne.
Duquesne.
Good.
And Kentucky lost to Oakland.
What state is Oakland in?
In the Bay Area.
Hey! No.
Oh.
That's not where that college is.
Oh, okay.
Where is it?
It's in Michigan.
It is?
It's a Detroit
Oakland.
School. Wow.
The land of oak. I just wanted to bring that up. Yeah, it just happened. And Calipari
might be on the out.
He might be. I listened to his post-game interview. He did sound like, I'm fucking done. I'm out of here.
Yes. Fuck this.
Fuck yous. Anyway, that's it for Lakers news, I think, as far as that goes.
We played two games this week.
We played two games. First one was the Warriors. That was annoying. It was a good game.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Until the last hour of the last minute of the fourth quarter.
Yeah, this was like a LeBron James, I really want to win this game. Unfortunately, nobody else showed up.
This was his highest scoring game as a Laker, I think?
Yeah.
Or no, it was his first 40-point. That's what was weird to me. It was his first 40-point game this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, he hadn't had one yet, which seems weird to me. Yeah, this is let's see. Anthony Davis gets hit in the eye. Gets that shit closed pretty early on.
Yeah,
yeah, it was the end of the first quarter.
Yeah. This is the game where the shot clock got messed up. It breaks.
LeBron makes that three-pointer, and I do not feel like his heel was out.
No, James had another 40-point game against Oklahoma City on December 23rd.
Yeah. Oh, well, then Mike Breen is a moron.
Yeah, Mike Breen did say one of the dumbest things I've ever heard somebody say.
What did he say?
During this game, where he was like...
You wrote it down?
Yeah, cause I texted it to you guys, because he was like, everybody has sympathy for the refs, because it's a hard job, and I was like, nope, I don't at all.
No.
I don't feel shit for the refs.
No.
But that three should have counted.
The three should have counted.
Even J.J. Redick was like, no, he's clearly out. And then they show it again. He goes, I do see a little bit of a shadow.
Yeah, it's funny to hear, but there was a shadow.
What do you do if you have size 42 feet? It just doesn't feel fair that it's such a small area to take a three.
Also, the next day, Kyrie happened to Kyrie on the game winner he had.
Uh-huh.
And it was the same thing where, well, it wasn't even reviewed, but he had his heel above, maybe, or stepped out of bounds, maybe, and they didn't even review it. They just, it was the end of the game winner. And Kyrie,
was this the left-handed shot?
Yeah, the left-handed shot.
Yeah, yeah. He took a wide turn, came back in, and yeah.
Oh, he stepped out when he did
that. He stepped out, yeah, with the ball.
Really?
I mean, it was the same thing with LeBron, where you can kind of...
I thought he caught the ball higher than...
Where you can see the shadow.
Nah, he was right on the sideline.
He was right on the sideline?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't
realize it was
that.
The same exact thing where his heel is up. You can see a shadow. And it's the same thing with LeBron. His heel is up. You can see a shadow.
It's a regular season game. It's, like, not interesting to people that don't follow the Lakers or the Warriors or whatever. It's a good matchup. But why make the game less interesting by slowing it down so much, kind of down the stretch?
This is my problem. Game.
It's a national game.
Yeah,
it took 24 minutes to wrap up the final 2 minutes and 6 seconds. That's egregious.
No, I think it was even less. It was like 30 seconds. Because remember.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because remember. No, it was a minute and a half.
Yeah.
Because when the play stopped, it was 1:50.
Mm-hmm.
And they kept inbounding it and... call and the refs stopping the play,
mm-hmm.
and when you inbounds it, that's 1 second off that the refs would not give us back, which I think is insane.
Yeah,
so they're just letting you inbounds it just to test the shot clock, and it was broken.
Yeah,
so they inbounds it something like 4 or 5 times, so that's 4 or 5 seconds taken off, plus the original walk up,
mm-hmm.
and we didn't get that time back.
Yeah.
That the refs messed up the shot clock. And this was a minute 50 seconds. We're down 7 points. Should have been 4 points.
Mm-hmm.
We're down 7 points. We needed all those seconds.
Yeah.
And they didn't give it back.
And the other problem was that in the second quarter, there was a problem with the shot clock too, or whoever was operating the shot clock, where it gave Golden State a refresh 24 seconds.
That's right. I almost forgot about that.
At like 12 or 14 seconds on the shot clock, and they got a free 2 points.
They had a 48-second possession.
They had a 48-second possession.
Oh, my God.
It was rigged.
Do you remember when you used to do that? You used to get like an offensive rebound after it was down to like 2 seconds, and you got the offensive rebound and just full reset, and you were like, oh, my
God. I mean, that was like one of the most demoralizing.
God.
Yeah. Getting an offense, it still is... pretty demoralizing, but getting it back then,
yeah,
that was just, you're done. Everybody's pissed off,
everybody's bad.
Yeah. A full, yeah, shot clock. That is a good rule.
I just watched the Kyrie video like 5 times. I didn't see his foot go out of bounds.
Now I gotta look it up.
They have a little screenshot.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
I'll find it eventually.
Okay.
But this game was rigged. It felt like it should have been more competitive down the stretch, but after all of this showcasing the refs did of their ineptness.
Ineptitude,
sure. It just felt like an unfun game down the stretch. And you could see Celebrity Row even being like, come on, guys.
Hey, when did they start calling that Celebrity Row?
I think it started as like a TV segment, like an in-stadium TV segment.
Yeah.
And then now
because LeBron said that in his podcast, right?
Uh huh.
And I was like, I've never heard it be called Celebrity Row.
No, I feel like I've heard that before.
Celebrity Row, but it's not. It's every seat on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a floor seat. It's not a row. It's four rows.
Yeah. It's a row of seats for celebrities.
Yeah, but they're in four sections. So it's not a row.
Yeah, okay. I mean, it's... We're looking at the picture. Yeah, his foot, his heel, you could see a little bit. It's his heel is up. There's, you see the shadow.
I got to admit, that looks way less close than LeBron's. LeBron's was closer.
Yeah, LeBron's was closer. Okay. But this is all about, like, so if that you're was going to review.
Then review.
Then yeah, review.
That was not reviewed. Play just went on, and he scored a great bucket.
It was pretty.
I taught him how to do that.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Because I've played basketball with you. I've never seen you do that.
You've never played basketball with me.
I have played basketball with
not,
you.
Not a single
I've seen
time.
You on Rio de Oro. I've been there.
Draymond Green and Podemski, they had 6 points and 5 points, and they had the highest plus minus. Podemski?
Podemski.
Yeah, he was rebounding the shit out of the ball, Podemski.
Yeah. Frustrating game because it was a really fun one, too.
They got three offensive rebounds. That's nuts.
That's nuts. yeah, pretty annoying game. Fun to watch.
Fun to watch. LeBron had a great game. D'Angelo and Austin Reeves didn't show up, even though their matchup was pretty okay.
Yeah.
And Anthony Davis got his block knocked off. It was just, I don't know, it was just a cursed game.
They stabbed his eye.
They stabbed his eye.
That's not nice. I'm going to go on record here and saying that that is not nice.
Yeah, then we go to...
Stay at home. Play the Hawks.
The Hawks. They were coming off a back-to-back where they murdered the Clippers.
Yeah.
And then didn't do that to us.
No, we beat them by, we beat them by quite a bit.
And at this time, it was 10th seed versus 10th seed.
Oh,
so really bad. Evenly matched.
No. 10th in the West and 10th in the East is not the same.
As of now, we're the 9th seed. They're the 10th seed still. 8 games under 500 as of right now.
You know what sucks is one of those wins is us.
Yep. How long ago was that? Was that a while ago?
It was a while ago. It was right at the break.
Yeah.
Or it was right at the trade deadline.
It was on 1/30/2024.
Yeah. We beat the hell out of them. Yeah, it's hard for Darvin Ham to ruin a game when all of our three-pointers are going down.
There's a lip.
Oh, I agree.
Oh, yeah. We're looking at LeBron's shot right now.
If I were LeBron, I'm calling Nike, and I say all of my shoes. 1 inch in.
Yeah.
Give me a curve. Uh-huh. So I can't step. I got to lean back to step.
Yeah, the reverse heel.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
To go back to that, the whole 20 minutes thing, I mean, they were reviewing the three, that shot, and also who touched the ball last and out of bounds. And it took so long.
When Draymond threw the ball at Austin Reeves.
Yeah. How do you mess this up?
Hey, I got no idea.
That was also two plays earlier. That wasn't even the last play with that three-point shot of when the out-of-bounds was. Yeah. That was like two plays earlier.
Yeah, and also it's one of these things where it was like if it wasn't in a certain time segment, then they wouldn't have reviewed it. But because it was
in the last 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They have to review it.
Because of the playoffs last year?
Yeah. So it just felt like a demoralizing loss. And also not technically like our fault for not playing exceptional basketball.
No, our guy got stabbed in the eye.
Our guy
a couple mistakes.
Also, hey, Klay Thompson just like went off all of a sudden.
I feel like Klay Thompson's gone off a handful of times against us.
Yeah.
And I keep thinking he's doing well this season, and then I hear from Warriors fans that he's actually having a really tough season.
Yeah.
It just looks that way to us because he keeps performing against us.
He only had a plus one in this game against us.
Yeah, he scored all of his points in the second quarter.
Yeah,
sometimes it just feels like he's going off against us, though.
Yeah, and Steph scored all his points almost in the second half. He went off.
Yeah. We beat the Warriors. We lost to the Warriors. We beat the Hawks.
Beat the Hawks. They couldn't guard a damn parked car.
Why would you need to guard a parked car?
It's a metaphor. It's too highbrow for you. You wouldn't get that.
I have a car. And, it's parked outside right now. I have a guard. I don't see why you would need a guard.
I can't believe, yeah, this team beat the Clippers. What the hell's going on?
Some days it's your day.
Yeah, some days it's your day. I mean, if you're even in your record, like some days your day, some days not your day.
Yeah.
That's what we've been experiencing too. Sometimes we blow out teams.
God, they went 9 for 41 from three, the Hawks.
Against us or against the Clippers?
Against us.
Because if they beat the Clippers like that, that's pretty
bad. That's bad. Yeah, we were 41% from three. That's how you take Darvin Ham out of the equation. You just make your three-pointers and just score the shit out of...
I can't fuck this up.
I can't mess... How can I mess this up? Yeah. Everyone in the plus, except our garbage time guys. Just a great game.
Not too bad.
Not too bad.
Yeah, it was a D-Lo bounce back game, too.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, yeah, he had a bad shooting night. He had the worst plus minus in the Warriors game. He still scored 23 points, but he had to do it off 21 shots. Missed 7 3-pointers. Not good.
Not good at all.
Not good. Missed 7 out of 10 3-pointers. Yeah, not good. But, yes, good in the Hawks game. Everyone was good in the Hawks game. It looked great. Can't extrapolate too much because they're ranked 75th defense in the league. So we just take the win.
Take
Feels
it.
Feels good.
Feels good.
I didn't want to get my samurai sword and slice my belly open and finally in a long time watching a Lakers game.
That's a good point.
Yes. So felt good. We're 5 games above 500 now. We still got
one. We're a half game over Golden State in the conference.
Half game over Golden State. What are we, 3 games behind the Suns for the 8th spot, which sounds good to me. I think we all said, let's just get to 8 last pod.
Yeah, 7-8. So
let's just
play
get
for
to the goddamn 8 spot.
That first play-in.
Yeah. Let's see. What do they look? Oh yeah, yesterday the Kings, Suns, and Warriors play. We needed them all to lose.
Uh-huh.
They all won.
That's rough.
Let's see. Suns. Oh, Mavericks are in 8th. Are behind it, right in front of us. Sorry.
No, Mavericks are in 6th.
What?
I'm
on Google right
8
now.
Games back, they're in 6th.
I'm on Google right now. It says Mavericks are 8th.
Oh, what the hell? Thunder one. Hold on, let's look at this.
I'm on ESPN right now. It says Mavericks are 6th.
Who do
Kings
we, oh,
are
I
7th.
Literally just refreshed it. Did they just play?
Maybe
that they just won a game right now.
Maybe you had that.
Yeah, they literally did just win a game right now on
okay,
it.
Because I was like, I had just looked at it. It said 6th.
They just won a game. And so I refreshed it. Yeah, so Mav 6, 7 Kings, Suns 8. 3 games behind. Suns are 5-5 in the last 10. Kings 6-4 in the last 10.
Two of those are us.
Goddamn, 2 of those are us. We're also 6-4 in the last 10.
2 of those are them.
2 of those are them. Yeah. Okay. Suns look vulnerable. Except for fucking Grayson Allen for some reason.
Yeah.
But
the Rockets are also 9-1 in their last 10 games.
Rockets are 9-1 in their last 10 games.
They've
They're
won
still
7 straight.
Fight with DeMar DeRozan today.
I know. I was from the headline, I was expecting something worse. But, yeah, DeRozan, like, just, like, open ice checked Jalen Green.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. And, it did look not on purpose. Looked like an accident. And then, of course, it was Dylan Brooks goes right into, and then a coach tried to drag Dylan Brooks away.
Fell over.
If he fell over, Dylan fell over, and then DeMar fell over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I thought it was going to be way worse because it said open brawl, like the headline. Yeah. Said, yeah. No, it was just a couple of people in their face. And
come on.
Yeah.
It's it like was when, a scrum. It wasn't
it was
a brawl.
Yeah, it was a scrum. Yeah. It's like a benches clearing brawl in baseball, and it's usually just people in their faces.
Yeah, unless it's the Cincinnati Reds and that guy is just fucking wailing on people. or it's the old Red Sox Yankees. They're just knocking that old man on the floor.
Oh, that's the best. That old man went right up to Pedro. Pedro was like, please leave me alone.
Oh, Latham.
Please leave me alone.
Yeah.
I don't want this. I do not want to do this, old man. All right, we got how many games coming up to record next? I believe it's, oh God, I just had the page. Google, what are you doing to me? We have like 3 games coming up. Okay, here we go. We have 1, 2, 3, 4 games until the next time where we record. 2 home games, which is 76ers tomorrow, Pacers Sunday. Then we go to Milwaukee on Tuesday, and then a back-to-back in Memphis against the Grizzlies on Wednesday.
We play them back to back?
Bucks. We play Bucks, Grizzlies back to back.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
We also are on the road a lot.
Listen when I talk to you.
Can you say it one more time? Sixers who?
Sixers Sunday, tomorrow. Pacers Sunday. Bucks Tuesday. Grizzlies Wednesday.
Okay.
2 home games, 2 road games.
2 home, 2 road. We back already all said that we're going to win tomorrow.
Milwaukee down to Memphis.
I bet you it's straight down.
It's straight down. I would
straight down the map.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True south.
Yeah, the way the crow flies.
As the crow flies. Hmm. I've said before that I am very confident pretty much against any East team.
Even Milwaukee.
Although, I think they last time I checked, they had more injuries. Now, only Chris Middleton is out with left ankle injury management.
Yeah, Giannis has been in and out of the lineup.
Yeah, I think that's what
he's going to play.
Yeah, he'll play. That's in almost a week. We'll win against the 76ers. Although, as soon as I said that, unexpected.
Yeah, the 76ers are really bad right now, though. They've fallen from like the second or third seed to the 10th seed.
Yeah, and you know, we've always played well against bad teams. We have no history of just.
Yeah, you're right. After saying that, I might flip. The matchup predictor says it's a 70.4% chance that the Lakers are going to win.
I hate that.
So it's a real coin flip. It's a real coin flip.
Who created that algorithm of putting the stats together, giving me a percentage? Who
Nate
created
Silver.
It?
ESPN
Nate
analytics.
Silver.
Nate Silver?
Same guy who said what was the one he messed up? Where he said Hillary was going to win?
Oh yeah.
Presidential election. Dude, the 76ers are in 8th place now. Damn.
Yeah.
They've been dropping since Embiid. Yeah. Got hurt.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Pacers, they're 5-5 in the last 10. Oh, yeah. I wanted to check if any of these are back-to-back for them.
They've also had Robert Covington is out.
Rocco.
Tobias Harris is out. Embiid is out. And DeAnthony Melton are all out.
Yeah. All right. Alex, what do you say?
I'm going to go 3-1, and I think we lose to the Bucks.
I also think we lose to the Bucks. I think we beat the Sixers. We can beat the Pacers. I don't know if we do, but I'm going to say we do.
Yeah.
I think we lose to the Bucks, and I think we beat Memphis.
I think the Pacers are also struggling.
I think they're struggling too, but so are we. You never know with us.
None of the other teams we're playing are on a back-to-back. We are on the back-to-back.
But the second game of the back-to-back is Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
And they are literally playing like college kids.
Yeah. They're playing like a guy that they picked up at the rec league. They're playing like a guy who just flew over from France to play for their basketball team.
Is this true?
They're playing a lot of people who are like G League guys.
There was a point when the Warriors were still in Oakland before they take off to be the Steph Curry Warriors, where they had like multiple 10-day contracts where mm-hmm. it's like, this guy had to drive his mom's car to the game.
Yeah.
I think that was Jarrett Jack.
Jarrett Jack.
No, Jarrett Jack had a contract.
Warriors legend.
Who was it? Somebody was on a 10-day where they were like, we can't even believe he's this good. He did like 3 10-days in a row, and then they ended up signing him. I thought it was Jarrett Jack.
Mm. You guys had Jeremy Lin for a second.
I'm a Lakers fan.
We had Jeremy Lin for a second, too.
We did. You guys are forgetting this is a revenge game. The Grizzlies.
What did we do to them?
Scottie Pippen Jr.
Okay, oh. Yeah.
Man, what? I don't feel...
You don't feel good about this, do you?
I don't feel good about the Lakers playing basketball.
Yeah, Indiana's 5-5 in their last 10.
I'm going to go 4-0.
Wow. I was not expecting that.
I'm going to go 4-0.
We need to go 4-0. It'd be nice if we went 4-0.
That's what my heart is saying.
Okay. What's your mind saying?
2-2.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of what my mind is saying, too.
Yeah.
And we lose against the Bucks and Grizzlies.
We're also an incredibly bad road team. We're something like 12 yeah. and 20.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And maybe worse on the road.
So my heart, okay, yeah, yeah. Heart, 4-0.
Okay.
Brain says we lose against the Bucks and Grizzlies.
Bucks and Grizzlies?
Yeah.
So we dropped it back-to-back?
Yeah.
We're 12-20 on the road.
Yeah, that's insane.
It's really bad. The good news is we're 25-12 at home.
That's good.
That's good.
That's good.
That's great.
Kev, what did you say we were going to go this
3-1.
Week? 3-1. 3-1, we lose to the Bucks. Alex said 3-1, lose to the Bucks. Is that right, Alexander?
That's right.
Okay. Okay. There was, we're listening to music. Damn. Is that what we're doing, Alex?
Alex just, hey,
it popped
pod.
Up.
That's
it popped up. I didn't mean for it to pop up.
Uh-huh.
Are you listening to LeBron's new pod?
Oh, yeah, I'm listening to LeBron's new pod with JJ Redick called Mind the Game or something like that.
How did that go?
It was great. LeBron, I think, is too smart for most people in basketball. It's like a trade where it's like sometimes you meet a carpenter and you're like, holy shit, you're really good with wood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the original
five
industrial
arts.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Also in Shenmue, it was the three blades.
What are the three blades?
Upholstery.
Okay.
What else do you think?
Sushi making.
A cook.
Damn.
And?
Smith.
No. Barber.
Barber.
Yeah. One of the three blades.
I don't even know what the fuck this is.
Three blades.
Yeah, because
you need a blade for all three activities.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's also speaking of LeBron smarts, there's a video that came out during a practice of LeBron just going into defensive schemes and strategies, and it's kind of insane. He's like directing everybody where to go, telling the coaches about these different schemes. And where do you think Darvin Ham is?
He's having a pina colada down at the Ritz-Carlton.
He's out ordering a Dodger
He's
dog.
Truly not paying any attention.
Yeah.
It's.
I think he knows he's gone, too.
I don't think he does.
I think after this season.
I think Jeannie and Rob have told him, you're safe.
I'm sure they have.
Uh-huh.
But nobody's safe.
Is Rob safe?
He's safe.
Yeah. I wish he wasn't.
I wish he wasn't.
Jarrett Jack was not a 10-day.
Yeah, Jarrett Jack had a contract.
But I'm trying to figure out who it was. I can't figure out who it was.
Yeah. So LeBron is a new pod, and it's good, according to Alex.
Yeah, I haven't listened to it.
I haven't listened
to it. Do I have to watch it?
In order to get some of the stuff that they say, they have like a illustration of what you need to know about about certain plays.
Is this the whole like pick the picker explanation that he has?
Yeah. Okay. He does a lot of schematic kind of mm-hmm. how do you feel about this kind of play that we run. But I mean, it's pretty interesting that they get into like a philosophy of how people should be able to view the game of basketball, that they can't, like he was talking about people being able to like flip how the play is going to be based on what personnel they have. Like D'Lo is a left-hand guard.
Yeah.
So it'll be like, oh, we need to run the screen to the left-hand side of the floor so he has a better space to get to the rim.
Yeah.
But some people don't know how to do that in their head to make their body kind of shift in that direction because they've been going one way their entire life.
Yeah.
And he said he learned that at like 8 years old of like how to flip the play. And some of these guys don't know how to do it.
I don't want to say I'm like LeBron James, but I was playing a pickup game one time where this guy was eating my team alive. And I yelled at my teammate, he's just left-handed.
Yeah.
Just guard on the other side.
Yeah.
And he was like, that doesn't make any sense because he was giving him the open lane to the middle.
Yeah.
And I was like, trust me, let's switch. And then I just took him and he was like, he didn't score another point.
That's right.
And I was like, you just don't know what to do with his left hand.
No.
Yeah.
Some people.
But so I am like LeBron then.
You are like LeBron.
I am.
Sometimes people
Kevin
don't.
Kevin LeBron James Bezias.
Sometimes people don't pay attention to what's happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you know we have the second best record when leading after three quarters?
Yeah.
We're a really good fourth quarter team.
29-1.
Yeah.
I did not know that. Can you guess the best team?
The Orlando Magic.
Boston. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I was on Reddit earlier today,
34-1. are you guys interested, or do you guys...
Some Girl Scout cookies?
Do you guys have $142,000?
Oh, is this to buy a certain piece of jewelry?
I think it is to buy a certain piece of jewelry.
Kevin, do you know what's going on?
Yeah. They sucked forever, didn't
they? They sucked forever.
Didn't they sell a bunch of his high school memorabilia, too, back in the day?
I think so. Pam and Joe Bryant.
Yeah.
They are selling...
The original bean.
The original bean. They're Jelly selling bean? The 2000 Lakers ring. And I felt...
Against the Pacers, which we discussed earlier.
Yes.
But it's a replica.
I felt bad at first because I was like, this is lame.
Yeah.
They're just selling Kobe's shit. And especially something like a championship ring. That should be in a... It belongs in a museum.
Yeah, you're talking about the armed guard earlier.
I will hire a guard if the ring is in my car.
But this is just a gift that Kobe gave to his dad.
Yeah, it's like a replica Porsche. Yeah.
Is this the championship from... Oh, no, it's not, because that was against the 76ers. Where he's crying in the shower?
Yeah, 2001. That's it.
No, the rings from 2000.
This is the 2000 championship, so that's 99-2000 year. Yeah,
so then it's not the one where the photo comes where he's crying in the shower in the jacket on. Which is, wasn't the story he gave his dad tickets and his dad didn't come?
Mm. Yeah. His family doesn't like showing up to games. That's like the 81-point game. There's that famous story about his grandma only came to one game.
Oh, and that's the game.
And that's the game.
I never understand those stories.
What do you
mean? If your kid was in the finals, I would have asked... I would have been like, hey, are we going to go watch this kid play?
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
It's a different generation.
What a bunch of dummies.
They probably could have gotten in.
You would think.
Maybe
would have found a way.
Not courtside seats, but something.
Go sit in a suite.
Yeah.
There's always extra seats in the suite.
Yeah.
Okay, you know, for anyone that's been in a suite, you know there's always extra seats in the suite.
That's right.
Okay. Well, let me know when
buy the ring.
Let me know when you can let me borrow that 142,000. Oh, you know what?
Replica?
I don't think it's sold yet.
No.
So you just need more than that to even bid on it.
Yeah, the bid is at 141. I'll go 141 and $1.
That's great.
I forgot tomorrow 76ers game. D'Angelo Russell will break the single season Lakers three pointers made.
Record. Ryan just jinxed us.
Huh?
Ryan, yeah, he's gonna go 0-9.
If anybody could go 0-9.
Now he needs what? One or two?
He needs one.
One, yeah. To break it. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, I remember because there was a bit of a pause.
Nick Van Exel, current record holder.
Yes.
Quick Nick the quick.
Is Nick the one on Twitter, like, last year had a, he had an iced coffee for the first time on a golf course?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was him. That was a great fit. He loved it.
Yeah. How could you not?
Iced coffee in, the, in a round of golf? How's that sound, Kev?
Sounds great.
Yeah. Anyway, that's happening tomorrow, so that means my brain now says 1-3. Because
there you go.
There's a record being broken during a Lakers game.
Oh, but it's only LeBron record.
I know.
It's only LeBron record. That's our, you can't win.
All right. I think that's all I had. Alex, did you get some food?
Yeah,
it's
I got
just getting
some,
cold?
I got some ramen that's getting
we
gotta
cold. Get you this food.
We got to get you this ramen.
Where'd you get it from?
Silver Lake Ramen.
Oh, okay, okay.
Oh, nice.
All right. Make sure to comment on the Apple Podcast app. Leave a comment. Put the stars on there.
Subscribe, rate,
subscribe
review.
It, share it. Get that link and share it with a friend.
Tell a friend to tell a friend.
Tell a friend to tell a friend. And I think that's it, yeah?
Send Ryan $143,000.
There we go.
That's right.
Yeah.
Get him a ring.
Get me a damn ring. I'm getting a ring somehow. Yeah, that's it. Kevin, what are you about to do?
Go home and go to bed.
Go to bed?
Yeah, I'm an old man now.
You still tired from running the damn L.A. marathon?
No, actually. Yes.
You went all 26 miles?
Point two. There's an extra 0.2 miles.
Did you chug a beer every 15? What was it?
I was joking that I was going to chug a beer. No, I did not chug a beer. Oh, okay. I would not. I could not.
What's the start like? So everybody's in the front and you just have to wait till 100,000 people in front of you start going?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, when I got to the finish line, mm-hmm. I ran a very slow marathon.
I don't believe that.
I just wanted to finish.
Yeah.
What was your time?
4 hours and 50 minutes.
That's not bad.
But I was looking at the clock and it said 4 hours, 59 minutes, and 40 seconds. And mm-hmm. I was like, I had the point two to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I'm not getting 5.
Oh.
So just like chariots of fire. Just like fucking... took off, like burned as fast as I could go to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And then saw a video of me doing it, and it's like a brisk walk to get across. But I got it. I looked it up as I got it, and it was like 4:59, 51 or something like that. And I was like, made it. But I forgot. Everyone takes off, and then you have to wait till you get up to the front because everyone just starts going.
Oh,
so many
sure.
people. So it took about 10 minutes for me to get to the front and get out of there once they shot the gun.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think they actually shoot a gun. I didn't hear a gun.
I shot a gun. I was just in front of my arm.
Ba, 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 ba.
You're doing a great job.
There's that old story, like that old tale of the guy collapsing after he ran the first marathon. Yeah.
Dying.
Yeah.
Couldn't be me.
There was a part of me, I'm not going to lie, for 2 weeks leading up to it that I thought, might be me.
I'm glad it wasn't.
All right, let's get that ramen in your belly.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.